Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Het. This Mishnah is going to talk about property that was made into Hekdesh. It was given over to the Beit HaMikdash treasury. And we know that something that's given over to the Beit HaMikdash is not obligated in the gifts to the poor. So we'll talk about that in terms of grapes, in terms of a vineyard. Mishnah says, HaMakdish Karmo, Ad Shelo Nod'o Bo Ha'olelot, En Ha'olelot La'aniyim. If somebody gives over to the Beit HaMikdash, his vineyard, before the olelot were fully formed, before these grapes were recognizable, that they're going to be different, that they're not going to grow to their full potential. So it was handed over early on in the process. En ha'olelot la'aniyim. The aniyim cannot keep the olelot. Why? Because it grew into olelot while it was already within the temple's jurisdiction, while the Beit HaMikdash already owned it. So since the Beit HaMikdash owned it at the point before it became olelot, once it becomes olelot, they're not obligated to leave it for the aniyim because the Beit HaMikdash is exempt from all of these gifts to the poor. But if a person consecrated his field to the Beit HaMikdash after the olelot were recognizable, it was known that these olives aren't growing to, that these grapes are not growing to their full potential. At that point already, they're the property of the aniyim. So they're the property of the aniyim. They can't be given over to the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, ha'olelot la'aniyim. The olelot stay with the aniyim. They can come take them. On this case, where it was already known that these grapes are going to be olelot, Rabbi Yose has a different opinion. Rabbi Yose omer, yitinu sechar gidulav lehekdesh. Rabbi Yose says, correct, the aniyim are allowed to come take them, but from the moment that they were known to be olelot until now, whatever it was, if it was 2 weeks, they received the nourishment from the ground and from the soil and the vines that belonged to the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, they benefited from the Beit HaMikdash. So the poor person, the ani, who comes to take these olelot, even though he's allowed to take them and eat them, he has to pay a sort of rent to the Beit HaMikdash for those 2 weeks that those olelot benefited from the soil and from the vines that were part of the property of the Beit HaMikdash. So from the moment it was consecrated and given over until the person eventually plucked it, till the poor person plucked it, he has to pay rent for the soil and for the vine that was owned by the Beit HaMikdash for that time period. Mishnah continues, Ezo hi shicha be'aris. So we know the laws of shicha, of something that's a bundle that's forgotten, like we had with grain, also would apply with grapes. So there's different types of way to grow grapes. One of them is be'aris. And aris is a trellis. A person will spread the vine across a trellis and it'll be all over the place and everything will be intertwined. All the different vines will be intertwined, but it'll be horizontal in a sense. It'll be upwards. And that's the first way to grow. Second one is on the ground. A person will grow vines spread out all over the ground. So we're going to talk about how shicha applies to both of those cases. Ezohi shicha be'aris. What is the case of shicha, where a vine grows all over a trellis? At one point in the process, could the grapes on that vine considered to be forgotten, and therefore an ani could come take them? Mishnah answers, kol she'eno yachol lifshot et yado v'litela. From the point in time that a person who's picking the grapes, the owner of the farm who's picking the grapes, from when he moves past a certain vine, and he can no longer stretch out his hand to take from it. Since the forgotten grape is really intertwined with all the other vines, it's considered to be one big vine, and therefore, even if he moves past it, if he can reach out and grab onto it, he's allowed to keep it. But, so even though he passed, that's the chidush over here, even though he passed by it, if he can grab behind him and still take it, it's not considered to be shicha ubenogliyot. In a situation where you have regular vines that are spread out all over the ground, Mishia Avor Hemena. Since the vines here are spread out over the ground, and every vine is looked at as an individual vine, and there's no, it's not interwoven, the different vines, from Mishia Avor Hemena. If a farmer passes over it, even if he can stretch his hand back and grab onto the grapes, he cannot do that. It's considered to be Shicha, because that vine was passed over. It's not like the previous case over the trellis where everything was interwoven. And therefore, it's one big thing. Here, Each vine is separate. Each vine is distinct. Once the person who's picking the grapes passes over that vine, it's considered to be done with, and it's considered to be forgotten, and therefore it is shichah.